At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Massive fan of basketball.
I'm glad you looked at 8 years, anyway, not three.
Try before you subscribe.
There's always good guests, sir.
You're either a player or you're a coach for me, yeah.
It's brilliant.
Get 3 free podcasts per month. Just download the Off The Ball app now.
Highly recommend it.
Off The Ball's Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, 10 uncapped players named in the Ireland squad for the one-off test with Australia and their WXV campaign. Scott Robertson on Sam Kane's recall for the All Blacks Rugby Championship trip to Ellis Park. And Marcus Kremer returns to the Pumas back row for their meeting with the Wallabies. Rugby Daily on Off The Ball is with thanks to Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Scott Beaman has named a 35-player Ireland squad for their one-off test with Australia and the WXV1 campaign. A whopping 10 uncapped players are included. Ireland play Australia at Kingspan Stadium on Saturday, September 14th, before jetting off to Vancouver. There they'll play New Zealand, Canada and the USA starting on September 30th. The squad will be reduced to 30 players before they fly out. Beaman is without the likes of Sam Monaghan, Bevan Parsons, Evan Riley and Natasha Behan through injury. So Paris Olympian Erin King is among 5 uncapped forwards receiving call-ups today. She's joined by prop Sophie Barrett, second row Ruth Campbell, Siobhan McCarthy and Andrea Stock. Robin O'Connor and Chisholm Oguru step up from the Ireland under-20s and are joined by fellow backs Katie Heffernan, Katie Whelan and Alana McInerney. Former captain Sam Kane has been recalled to the All Blacks team for Saturday's Rugby Championship date with the Springboks at Ellis Park. It's the flanker's first appearance for his country since his sending off against the same opposition in last year's World Cup final. Kane replaces Dalton Papali'i at open side flanker. In the only other change to the team that saw off the Pumas a fortnight ago, captain Scott Barrett returns to the second row with Sam Darry named among the replacements. All Blacks head coach Scott Robertson explained the rationale behind Kane's recall.
Yeah, Sam has been incredible off the field for us, and now it's an opportunity for him to be that test veteran we need in the high belt, all that experience and that calmness, but also really good tough shoulders. So we're excited for him.
What was the process in terms of selecting him over Dalton?
Dalton's got a bit of a thumb injury. Ruled him out, but you know, he's not much in it. Dalton played really, really well, but we just thought that was the best for this test. And the combinations, obviously Ethan's in great form, and you got Ari Shavir, so it's a good balanced loose forward trio.
Robertson's also been asked where Saturday's game is likely to be won and lost.
Probably most of the time when these big swings, a lot of the discipline stuff are all set piece penalties, which is pretty clear. Both teams understand how important it is. Like, if you give away a little offside or clap small, or you know, scrum goes down, the momentum can change pretty quickly. So you know those little matchups are so critical to you be able to keep pressure on teams, and Springboks do that well.
Finally, Pumas head coach Felipe Contepomi has reverted to the back row that started in their opening round win over the All Blacks in Wellington. Having started at lock 2 weeks ago in the 42-10 humbling at the hands of New Zealand, Marcus Kremer returns to open side flanker for their meeting with the Wallabies in La Plata. Franco Molina, a replacement 2 weeks ago, partners Pedro Rubiolo in the Pumas second row. Joel Sclavi becomes the third different starter in as many games at tighthead, while Connacht's Santiago Cordero has been named on the wing in place of Matthias Moroni, who misses out through a hip injury. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Highland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Highland, for innovators everywhere, visit highland.com.